Why did you sit around in...
No, I don't follow you. Let's take that again.
The job's over with. You have liked help, but you didn't get help. You say, mm-hmm. Well, why did you just sit there in of helping me?
Oh, instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you were asked, why do you like a person, you'd say, I like him.
Because, on account of?
The largest Protestant denomination in the South is?
Oh, we say Baptist with a P.
Mm-hmm. And say it. When two people become members of a church, you'd say they?
And you want one person also.
Well, okay.
Join the church. But
yes.
That's,
right.
I mean, remember that that was a, in the four blocks stretching out from my house, which is on the corner, there was only one Protestant family that we knew of. Others might have been secretly Protestants, who knows. But the sentiment was, very heavily Catholic. So this terminology is a little bit foreign to me. I mean, you don't exactly join the Catholic Church except when you're baptized, you see, which means in infancy, usually.
In church, you worship
God. Not God, when I was a child, certainly. God.
That was the pronunciation?
God.
The preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
hymns, the church music. The,
and if you were complimenting the organist, you would say, well, today the music was really
beautiful, lovely.
If you had to change a tire on the way to church, you might say, well, church will be over.
Before we get there, before?
And the enemy of God is the?
The devil.
Any names for him?
Old Nick, Satan, the Beelzebub.
Would you tell children that somebody was going to get them if they were bad?
The boogeyman or the booger man.
Is that the devil?
No. It's some kind of unknown, unspecified bad spirit.
Mm. What do people...
Incidentally, there was a revival of True Grit. Do you remember the John Wayne movie?
Mm-hmm.
And John Wayne says, ain't you scared of the booger man? And it's the first time I'd ever heard the ER pronunciation outside of the immediate New Orleans area.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where it occurs in the Lags territory, but I know it does occur a good deal. What do people think they see in a graveyard in white?
Spooks.
Or?
Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. And a house that had strange things living in it, people might say was?
Haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Not haunted, never.
And you might say, better put a sweater on, it's getting blank chilly, a degree of chilliness, it's getting...
Kind, sort of.
Good. I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather.
All right. And what would you say to a friend you hadn't seen in a long time?
I miss you.
You see him now.
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
Good. Mm-hmm. And if someone owned...
You're here.
Someone owned, say, 500 acres, you'd say that's a what of land?
Big parcel of land, we might say. Especially if he's, if he owns it, but he's not cultivating it exactly.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the expression, a right smart?
No.
If someone asked, if you intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say you really... Never mind, I just messed that question up.
Hello?
I'm not doing it right anyway. If someone has an intense dislike for something, you'd say he...
Finds it repulsive, finds it disgusting, hates it.
I messed the question up anyway. It's not just a little cold, you might say, in the wintertime. It's...
Bad, cold, severe. No, you don't mean not a nose cold.
No, cold weather.
Yes, it's mighty cold, we might say. Very cold, of course, obviously. Extremely cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cold as a witch's tit.
All right. If something shocking were reported, you might say, why, the very...
Very idea.
Mm-hmm. When you meet someone,
I think of that as a lady's expression for the most part.
Yes. What might you say as a greeting asking about someone's health? To a friend.
Well, how are you? Have you been? Yeah, I guess that's about the usual way.
And what might you say to a stranger when introduced?
How do you do?
Mm-hmm. And if you've enjoyed someone's visit, you'd say, please.
Come again.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say as a greeting on December 25th?
Only in books do we say Christmas, yes.
What do you really say?
Merry Christmas.
All right. What about on January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
And is there anything you might say by way of appreciation? I'm much
obliged.
And that's side.